Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a Tuesday, lots to get to. Devin Caney joins us 1 hour from now. We will talk to Ross Tucker. Nick Sirianni chimed in. Is he frustrated with Jalen Hurts? Seems like some people are. He told that to DeCameron Ritchie, his answer. We'll get to that coming up. Kiss the Baby on a Tuesday. And ComboCon for a great prize and a chance to be entered for our grand prize today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, it's you can always ask for some more information. You know what I mean? I think people need to remember that. Like, a lot of times, you know, it's okay. If there's something that you don't understand, it's always okay to ask for more information.
Wise advice, Douglas?
I'm just trying to give folks some advice.
I always try to figure out where you're coming from with the
I'm just saying it's okay to ask for more information because...
Oh, it is, yeah.
Because, you know, it's probably going to get a little weird. It's going to get a little weird around here today.
Today?
Maybe.
Why?
I'm just saying it's just that we about to be...
We're just going to have a productive conversation as a fan base. What are you talking about?
No, listen. We're going to have a conversation.
We sure are.
I don't know how productive it's going to
well,
be.
Well, you know what? We're going to try to flesh this out. 215-592-9494.
Oh, fix it, Jesus. Fix it.
All right. So, yeah, I think before we give our take, could we just refresh everyone what was said yesterday? Again, this was after the Philadelphia Eagles won. They're 8-2 now. They're coming off of winning a Super Bowl. And this came out from the postgame show on Sunday evening. This is Derek Gunn set to enter their postgame show. Listen to D. Gunn, what he's hearing about the Eagles and what's going on with Jalen Hurts.
I'm just basically telling you, there's a lot of people in that organization that are frustrated with the quarterback situation right now. But the quarterback understands he has them over a barrel. This is almost Carson Wentz part two. Mm-mm. They're not going to eat this kind of money yet. There's no way they're going to eat this kind of money. Look at the cap hit they took when he got rid of Carson. And look, it took them a couple of years to get back on solid ground again, footing, because they were handcuffed financially because of what they owed in the cap hit they took with Carson Wentz. You got the same scenario here with a bigger volume of money involved here.
All right, so the frustration, according to D. Gunn, within the building at Jalen Hurts, and there's one more here that really kind of illustrates why maybe they're frustrated with him. Here's D. Gunn on the way Jalen plays the game.
It has been constantly discussed all season long, yet when they transition to a field on a football game, he plays his game. Not the game the coaches want him to play. He plays his game. I don't think you can get him out of that mode at this particular point. I think is what we're going to have to watch all season long is him playing his game. You know, you look at a lot of quarterbacks, they're going to sling it. They're going to try to throw it through an eye of a needle. Sometimes you just have to take that chance. That's not his game. That's why he stands back there a lot of times. He's patting the ball, and it throws the timing of the offense off. The rhythm is thrown off. I don't think at this moment they can't get him out of it. It's frustrating in a lot of ways to the coaching staff and to the players. Extremely frustrating to the players because when they look at the film the next day or a few days later, they see what's available out there, what should have happened, and it didn't happen. It's frustrating to them as well.
Well, it's frustrating to me as well as them. 215-592-9494. Look, here's where I'm at on Hurts as we enter the next portion of the season. Mm-hmm. He's not having a bad year. He's not having a great year. He's kind of having a Jalen Hurts year. He's been really good in some games. We detailed that. The Minnesota game, we had a perfect passer rating. He played well against the Giants a few weeks ago. There's also been a lot of games where it's been up and down, where there's been some good moments, some not good moments. My issue and my frustration with Jalen Hurts right now isn't that he's playing terribly, because that's not true. He's playing fine. I just feel like he's gone too conservative, and it's at times hurting the offense. Like, he's become one of the most risk-averse quarterbacks I've ever watched. And I think it can work in a team like last year where they were dominant, right? The defense was dominant really from October on, and they had a great running game. So last year, as long as he didn't turn it over, they were not going to lose the football game. Just manage the game. This year, we're playing with more fire. These games are close, and they probably shouldn't be with the way the defense is playing lately. I feel like Jalen Hurts has gone a little bit too conservative. He's gone a little bit too much in the direction of, I can't ever throw an interception. Sometimes you got to make a play. And if you're not throwing picks and you're still winning by a lot like last year, okay, cool. Doesn't matter how many yards you throw for. But the running game isn't there right now. They need more out of Jalen Hurts. I mean, they are 28th in passing. They're 29th in third downs. I know they only have four giveaways, but it feels like we've gone a little bit too far, Hugh Douglas, the other way with Jalen Hurts, where I think he's being a little bit too conservative with the football. Sometimes you got to make a play. You got to take a chance. And it feels like they just are like, yeah, three and out, whatever, whatever. Like, no, they have to make some plays. They have to help their defense out, especially when we get into January, like, to beat the best teams. And I know they've beaten a lot of them so far this season, but they're probably going to have to score more than 16 or 10 points.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, I'm not mad, angry. I don't think he sucks. I am frustrated, though, because I feel like he could do more. Hugh, where are you at on Jalen Hurts? Are you frustrated with the way he's played?
Allow me to long talk for a minute,
Here
Joe.
Here we go.
No, seriously. Because this isn't one of those things where I can answer definitively. Mm-hmm. Because I try to look at things from all angles, right? I come from the old school, you know, where a win is a win. And I played with Donovan McNabb, right, who is considered one of the most conservative quarterbacks you could possibly be with.
Yep.
He was super conservative. This is where I'm torn, because I've never been in a situation or have heard of a quarterback being scrutinized for being conservative, like super conservative in his approach to the game, like so much so like Jalen is. Because like I said, at the end of the day, for me, a win is a win. And that's how you should look at it. But it's obvious with what has transpired all year long, what has transpired from last year, and the fact that this story about Jalen Hurts is gaining legs. D-Gon's been in this business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know D-Gon personally, and I know D-Gon is well plugged in. So when D-Gon says something like this, D-Gon's plays it close to the vest, right? And if D-Gon says something like this, there's something to it. Now, how much of it is true, I don't know. But there's something to it, because he don't just throw – like, D-Gon been in this game for 20 to 30 years. And he was there when I played. So you listen to an OG when he says something like that. So that's why I'm a little torn, because it goes against everything that I've been taught as a football player. You know, win is a win. Nobody's above the team. Yeah, all those cliches you can think of that fit this situation. So when you ask me, am I mad at Jalen? No, I'm not mad at him. We're 8-2. But obviously they are. Mm. And it's the absolute weirdest thing. And now, see, this is where people get mad, because I started to recklessly speculate.
Sure
but
did.
That's all I got left.
Well,
at this point, this is, what am I supposed to do? You've thrown it out there on more than one occasion that Jalen's a problem. Jalen's 8-2. Jalen is the winningest quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. I might be hyperbolic, but in this team's franchise, as far as, you know, going to two Super Bowls, consistently winning, and he's the problem. I don't understand that, but there's something there.
Well, here the bottom line is this. People within the Eagles think this.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Well, it makes me think that they're watching the film and they're seeing plays that are left on the field.
Yes.
And here you mentioned Donovan. I think it's an interesting parallel, not just because he was an Eagles quarterback, because the way you described his play, right? Donovan was conservative. Donovan didn't throw interceptions. Donovan had, you know, when he retired, had one of the best interception percentages in NFL history. But Hugh, my thought on those games and those days when you played him with Donovan was, I felt a lot of that was he couldn't. Now, this is until T.O. got here. He didn't have any receivers to trust, right? Like, so, yeah. Like he didn't have to say it. His play showed me that he's not going to take a shot with a 50-50 ball or a play in traffic because, and we don't have to say the names of your ex-teammates, those guys probably weren't going to make a play for him. That shouldn't be the case with this group. Jalen Hurts has enough weapons that the passing game, I mean, it's two years in a row where they are bottom of the NFL in passing. And last year, at least it was, okay, they're running the ball so well, keep running it. Passing yards, who cares, Joe, right? They're running for 200 a game. Mm-hmm. Who cares? They can't run the ball this year. So this year they should have more passing yards because they're in third and longs, right? They're in second and longs. They can't run the ball. They're not running it quite as effectively or even close to that. 28th in passing, 29th in third downs, and only 4 giveaways. I think the scales have been tipped. There could be a point with a quarterback where they get a little bit too conservative. Like, I don't want him throwing 6 picks a game. But, guys, Josh Allen had a couple of turnovers on Sunday. You know what else he had? He scored 6 touchdowns. Like, there has to be a line where maybe we've gone over the wrong way a little bit here. I appreciate conservative, and no one wants Jalen to throw 3 picks in a game here, right? Like, and maybe he never will again. But I just wonder if we've gone too far the other way to, like, we don't even make any plays, but we also don't turn the ball over.
I look at it like this. It's not a problem until it's a problem. That's kind of where I sit, and I know you don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
Because
I
know you don't want to hear that because of the way this team looks. But I will tell you this, and this is where I start to recklessly speculate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I'm going to tell you that before I start talking.
Here we go. It's going to be a day.
But
going to be a day.
If people are frustrated with the way Jalen's playing, that says to me that they feel like they should be working on being a dynasty. That's the only thing that it could be.
That good isn't good enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that it could be. And if that's what they're striving for, is to be a dynasty, then the only thing that I could think of and why these stories are being leaked is because a lot of people feel like Jalen is holding them back. Recklessly speculating, y'all, so don't get mad. But you have to look at what's being said. They feel like Jalen's good. Kind of look at it like this, because this might be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff played for the Rams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff got the Rams to the Super Bowl.
Sure did.
Got him to the Super Bowl. Jared Goff couldn't get him over the hump. The Rams got rid of him. Now, the one outlier in this is that Jalen's gotten you over the
hump.
They won. Jalen's won you a Super Bowl. But I feel like...
But they thought they could upgrade the offense.
Yes.
They thought... I mean, let's be real. McVay thought that quarterback was holding him back and he could upgrade him. And that's what happened.
Yeah, and that's just where this is an anomaly to me because... Jalen's been to 2 Super Bowls,
mm-hmm.
right? And potentially on the cusp of going to another one. And the timing of the story for 8-2 team, it just kind of blows my mind a little bit. That's all.
But the crazy part is it blows your mind. I think it blows a lot of people's minds. It keeps coming out. I mean, we're not telling tales around school. Like Derek Gunn reported it yesterday. It's the same thing Diana Rossini reported. Instead of worrying about like the validity of the report, start listening to what they're saying. They're frustrated. My frustration comes from the fact that I just think he's gotten too conservative. I think, and maybe it's the head coach telling him this is what we need from you. So maybe it goes back to that. All I know is when I watch him, I feel like they have gone so far to we can't ever turn the ball over that it's come an expense of making plays and scoring points. 215-592-9494. Are you frustrated at Jalen Hurts' play, the way he is playing the quarterback position? That is the phone number. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles are 8-2, but it feels like the Eagles are frustrated with Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, the Eagles are 8-2, and I'm frustrated with all of it. I guess a lot of my frustration comes from they are winning, and this stuff is still coming out, which is a little bit bothersome. Like, the Eagles are on a track where they're, you know, they're the number one seed in the NFC. We're going for a repeat here. We're trying to build something that, like, that's very rarely built in NFL history, like a dynasty. So I'm frustrated that this feels more like 2023 stuff than winter 2024 stuff. That bothers me. I think I would use a different word to describe how I feel about Jalen Hurts at this point, and that's just, like, resigned.
Like, you've accepted it.
Yeah, like, I got news for everybody. Like, this is who he is. I really don't expect him to change. I don't expect the offense to change anymore. Like, I'm done expecting any of that to change. So, like, am I frustrated that it's not going to change? Yeah, but I think I'm past that point. Like, that this is the kind of quarterback that we have. And, I mean, look, I don't think it's just going to end there. Like, this is probably something we're going to have to deal with for a long time. And if they're frustrated because of the way he plays, that's not going to change. They're going to continue to be frustrated for the way he plays. So just like an annoying situation all around, I think.
To your point, it's annoying this is coming out. I mean, it is. I mean, this because it speaks to what is going on inside that building that this is getting out. While they're winning, that is the part. And who is saying and all that kind of stuff. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Hurts? He's clearly not playing bad. He's playing fine. He's played better. You know, he's had some good games this year. Last couple of games have not been very good by Jalen Hurts. They've won both games. My frustration isn't on how he throws. My frustration isn't on, most of the times snap to snap. I just think he's gone too far in being super conservative, and I think they're leaving plays on the field they probably could make with the fear, because of a fear of turning the football over. Let's go to the phone lines here. AT in Overbrook Park. What's up, AT?
What's up, man?
Hey, AT, what's up?
I'm feeling the Jalen Hurts slander. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the anonymous source. You lame. I've been a Philadelphia Eagles fan since 87. You understand? Like, this is the best team I ever had to root for. I'm not feeling it. They didn't win. They win it. Boom. Okay, you ain't going to blow a team out. You're not going to get all these. You're not going to look like Montana in this heyday every time. We win it. The whole team is strong. A couple lanes going to the anonymous source thing. Go ahead, y'all do that. Hopefully we discover who they are, get them off the team. Right now, we're doing our thing. The offense has room to improve. Jalen Hurts just thrashed Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Thrashed him. Come on, man. We got short memory. He can pull out the big game sometime. He can pull it out. And he wins in the playoffs. So, like, all this, who's not happy with him, man? Whatever, man. And then AJ, he can roll too. We could replace him. It ain't going to be the same way, but, like, man. Just look at the fan perspective. It's the best team we ever had to root for in decades. We here right now. We on the brink of being a dynasty, and I'm not feeling this land on our quarterback. I'm not feeling it, and I'm going to defend it.
Okay, AT, can I ask you a question? Because, I hear you, and I understand, but what if I told you that they feel – because this is what it feels like, that they feel that the quarterback is holding them back from being a dynasty. You know, we're talking about winning multiple Super Bowls. Yeah, he got one. He's been to two. But what if I told you the reason why we hypothetically, we don't go to the Super Bowl this year, next year, is because Jalen is holding the offense back. Would you want to change the quarterback?
I mean, if it's best for the team, yeah. But I don't see that.
AT, we're operating from a position of we don't have all the information that they do, correct? And if they're putting this out there, then they feel strongly about the position that they're in. I'm not saying they're right. That's not what I'm saying. But everything that you're talking about, the timing is strange. And I always tend to look at it like this. I understand that most people look at it as Jalen bashing. Jalen has had the most success as an Eagles quarterback that I can remember, right? But right. These stories keep leaking out. So there's something there to me, there's something to it. You know what I mean? That's all. There's something to it.
But who is the they? Like, once we discover that, then we'll know what's up.
What do you say? Who's the what?
Who's the leak? Who's the they? Who's saying that?
But see, that I don't.
That's too. That's ambiguous. We got to know who's saying it.
But you're not. But you're probably not gonna. I mean, like,
yeah,
that's,
you're not gonna. You, come on,
then
now.
I'm
this,
not
this,
take it serious. Then I'm not. But then they just battle.
So wait a minute. I hear what you're saying, but wait a minute. Yeah. Didn't we go through this last year with Joel Embiid and Joel Embiid not working out, and then instead of Joel Embiid being mad about, you know, and going to work out, he wanted to find out who the league was?
But that's apples and oranges, though, baby. The Sixers ain't winning. No,
but no, but it's like, the same thing. You're trying.
No,
AT, you're trying. No, AT, but you're trying to defend. Like, listen to what you're saying. You're mad at the person for leaking the story.
Instead of the story,
listening to what the story's saying.
The story don't have no real, it don't really have no.
Let me ask you this. Why does the offense look the way that it looks? If we have all this talent, why is the offense so anemic?
I mean, they won the game, and I can't.
No, but that's not the question.
AT, you had a different coordinator every year.
I know you feel the way you feel, but listen to what's going on. You even said it just. AT, right, you even said it yourself.
Appreciate it.
You don't know why this offense is struggling.
Did you know Hurts is at a different coordinator every year, by the way?
They put that graphic on NBC the other night. That was a screenshot for all the Hurts people.
Listen, because I know we're going to get a lot of this today. Mm-hmm. I'm not bashing Jalen. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jalen. I ride for Jalen. Jalen's been on my top 10 every week. But I think a lot of times we don't want to listen to the message. We want to shoot the messenger. There's something there. Because the fact that they're throwing this out now, an 8-2 team, and this offense is struggling, I need y'all to just think for a minute. I don't know what the problem is, and I do not believe for a minute that whatever it is all AJ's fault. I don't believe that. But there's something there. This offense, and you know, we like to point to the coordinators and all this other stuff, but what is the common denominator?
Yeah, it's the quarterback. Quarterback's
you know
the common denominator.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's the guy. But y'all, you gotta look at what it could potentially be.
Well, it's the passing game gets worse by the year. I mean, like this is going backwards now. Jalen Hurts had one great year in the NFL. That was 2022, and you could tell me they won the Super Bowl last year. And he played great in that particular game. He did as a full season. He had one elite year. That was 2022. The passing game has gotten worse since then, and it's just my feeling that he's crossed the line between conservative and aggressive the wrong way. It's too much. Again, I don't want six picks in a game. I don't want, you know, turnovers left and right because that will cost them games, and I know how good they are when they don't turn the football over. But they're also not scoring points. I mean, this is – they have one of the highest three-and-out rates of any team in a decade. In a decade. I mean, their yards per play are down there with some of the worst teams in the NFL. The offense, they were having a debate yesterday morning on the morning show, is it below average or bad? Like, when there's a below average or bad offense, whatever word you want to use for it, And there are weapons to be used in that offense, I got to have some frustration with the quarterback. I think he's not pulling the trigger enough, quickly enough, not seeing it fast enough, and moving the football. He's not making a ton of, you know, quote-unquote mistakes when it comes to turnovers, but they're also not moving the ball. I mean, that's, yeah, they're winning, but like we're talking about the offense. They're not moving the ball. That is clear as day for anyone to see. Where do you come down on Jalen Hurts? 215-592-9494. The Eagles are frustrated with him. And then this stuff keeps coming out week after week. Are you frustrated with Jalen Hurts? We'll unpack all this coming up. Are you heard, D-Gun? People on the Eagles, within the Eagles, apparently frustrated with Jalen Hurts. Well, you hear what Jordan Mailata said last night. Jordan Mailata's show. It was interesting. They got right into it. His take on the D-Gun report. You'll hear Mailata coming up. And we will get you set for Combo-Con, which we have a big-time prize. That's right. Big-time prize today. And if you win today, automatically qualified for the grand prize. We'll tell you all about it, what you could win. That is up next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play situation. Injury protection covers all first-half pro football player injuries. But did you know that fair play covers your first-half pro basketball injuries as well? That's right, folks. And that's why there's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. Monday night proved my point again. Milwaukee at Cleveland. The former MVP big man from Greece goes down with a lower body injury in the second quarter. Boom. Fanatics, fair play. voided all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays. That was instantly. Some books protect your bets from the first quarter. Some do nothing. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets for the whole pro basketball season. I got the numbers right here to prove a Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 59% of SGPs. Don't wait for a bad beat with other books. Bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.